I'm Patricia Pierce. Welcome to the Evolutionary Activist Podcast. We are living at an important moment in our history, a time that is calling us into a new way of being, a new consciousness from which a sustainable, just, and peaceful future can arise. In this podcast, we explore ways to help that future take hold within ourselves so that together we can help it come forth in our world. Welcome back, evolutionaries. This week I wanted to follow up on an episode that I recorded a couple of weeks ago that was entitled The Ego Goes Supernova. And in that episode, I likened what we are seeing right now to a star that has spent its fuel and goes supernova in its process of dying. And I talked about our present age as this consciousness of ego going supernova, because it has spent its fuel and it cannot take us into the future that we need to be moving into. And so it's erupting now in this final display of, xenophobia and attack and judgment and otherness and separateness and all of these egoic beliefs and behaviors. We're seeing them really rise to the surface in a way that a star gives out this flash of light when it is in the process of dying. And because that consciousness does not have any more fuel and it cannot take us into the future that we need to move into, it is in this process of dying because something in us, our deeper psyche, knows that our future does not lie in that worldview, that orientation, that consciousness of separateness. Well, after that episode, I received an email from a listener who said, "Another hopeful message, Patricia. I hope you're right." And her comment got me thinking, because whether or not I'm right really depends on how each of us chooses to be in these times. The way I see it, our future is not written in stone. We are creating it, and that's why I call this podcast Evolutionary Activist, because we do play an active role in this shift of consciousness, this quantum leap into a new consciousness. We are no longer passive recipients of what is happening. That actually is part of the consciousness that we're moving into, is this awareness that, wow, we are co-creators. And to really let that sink in and to understand that the world that we perceive reflects the consciousness that we have collectively held. We have co-created the world that we perceive. And so it is up to us to make that inner shift out of that egoic consciousness and into what is really the consciousness of love. It is the consciousness that comprehends that there is no separateness and that all is one, that no one and nothing is excluded in the reality of love. That is the nature of love, being all-inclusive, unconditionally all-inclusive. And so in this time, I really do believe that we are here to be protagonists in this evolutionary moment when we are deciding internally, in our own minds, in our own choices, we are deciding what the future will be for life on this planet. And all of that begins within my mind, within your mind. And because there is no separateness, whenever any of us is healing our own mind from this illusion of separateness, we are having a ripple effect on the whole because there's no separateness. So the more that each of us attends to our own healing, our own evolution, our own relinquishment of those egoic ways and that egoic way of seeing, the more we are truly evolutionary activists, we are helping this collective shift happen into the consciousness of love. So whether or not we allow life on this planet to thrive, or whether we allow life on this planet to wither, is not only in our hands, but it is in our minds. Everything that we bring forth, everything that we create, everything that we generate arises from our own way of thinking, our own way of perceiving. And so it is incumbent upon each of us to attend to that inner garden, I will say, that garden of our own mind, to pay attention to whether we are feeding and watering this illusion of separateness through our own inner hostilities, our own judgments, our own inner attacks, or whether we are willing and resolved to relinquish all of that so that we can begin to embody and express the reality of love. When I first started up this podcast back in January of this year, I did an episode where I talked about what it means to me to be an evolutionary activist. And I made available a pledge, the Evolutionary Activist's Pledge of Commitment. And I will make that available again on this week's podcast page, because it's a touchstone, a reminder for us of the sort of orientation, inner orientation, that we can hold that can be helpful as we make this transition, this planetary transition. And one of those items in that pledge of commitment has to do with responsibility. And this item in the commitment says, responsibility, to see that all transformation begins within, and that the first arena of transformational engagement is my own heart and mind. You see, one of the attributes of an egoic orientation is to externalize the problem out there, quote, out there. And by doing so, we avoid looking within and finding those same tendencies within ourselves. And so part of this move into a consciousness of love involves relinquishing that tendency to project and to externalize outwardly, as though the problems of the world were somehow outside of us. And you can see how even holding on to that, we're holding on to this idea of separateness. The problems are out there. The problem is those people. You see, we're already reinforcing that idea of separateness, that I am separate from, quote, those people. So in our own minds, we're still nurturing that idea of separateness. And by doing so, by nurturing that idea of separateness within us, we are perpetuating this whole egoic illusion that is causing so much suffering on the planet. And so one of our major contributions to the whole is to do our own work. To do our own work on our own minds, to become more and more mindful, more and more aware of our own tendency to participate in this egoic illusion of separateness. It might seem ironic, and it is sort of ironic, if you're holding onto that egoic consciousness, it seems ironic that the way to help the whole is to do my own inner work. But that is only ironic from a standpoint of separateness. Once I understand that I am really part of the whole, I understand that when I'm doing my own healing work, I am contributing to the health of the whole. And so we are protagonists in this evolutionary moment, each of us. And it doesn't serve us at all to become despairing as though there's nothing that we can do, because there is always something that we can do within our own minds. The healing work begins within. And so as we commit to doing this, to being evolutionary activists, committed to embodying, stepping into and embodying and expressing this consciousness of oneness, this consciousness of love, we begin to disengage from those tendencies of attack and judgment and blaming and shaming. We remove our allegiance to those things. And instead, we enter into a stance of compassion. And I want you to really listen to what I'm about to say, because it is so critical that that compassion begins within you. That compassion begins when you hold yourself in compassion. Until we are holding ourselves in compassion, there really isn't any way we can be truly compassionate with others. So this evolutionary activity begins within, and then we express it externally. And when we express love externally, when we express externally the truth that no one is excluded, that no one is undeserving, then we are creating in others a cognitive dissonance that challenges their own assumptions in their own minds. So you can see how there is this inner and outer and inner and outer process where we attend to our own minds and we express outwardly according to how we see things and according to the consciousness that we hold. And when we express from that consciousness of love, we are helping other people begin the process of their own healing. We are creating cognitive dissonance in their minds if they are holding to an egoic consciousness, and yet they are witnessing us displaying a different kind of reality. And so we are protagonists in this evolutionary moment. We are choosing in every moment whether in our own minds we're going to nurture an egoic consciousness or withdraw our energy from that and place it in the consciousness of love, and to begin first and foremost to practice compassion with ourselves. Those are the things that will determine what kind of world we bring forth. Those are the sorts of things that will determine whether humanity thrives on this planet and heals this planet, or holds to egoic ways that cannot serve us and will only continue to perpetuate suffering. So I encourage you to download this Evolutionary Activist's Pledge of Commitment. I keep it on the table where I do my morning journaling, just as a touchstone to remind myself that this is my commitment, because I care about the future, I care about this planet, I care about this evolutionary moment and the choices that we make. I commit myself to these various things. And collectively, as more and more of us ascribe to this understanding that we are here on the planet to embody and to experience and to express love, the more we will bring forth a beautiful future on this planet. And so until next week, I bid you peace.